Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
On Liveline. I think they're trying to get in touch with Rory McIlroy. Well, I mean, you know, you've got to talk to these guys and see what's going on, see how he's feeling about this fantastic career achievement of the Grand Slam and winning the Masters on Sunday night. Mad stuff altogether, Joe.
Now, the whole country's still basking in the glory of Rory McIlroy's heroics over in Augusta, but we're trying to reach Rory at the moment. But on Liveline, we're asking, is this Ireland's greatest ever sporting achievement? Barry?
Joe, what Rory McIlroy done on Sunday?
Go on.
Forget sport. It's one of the greatest moments in Irish history.
In all history, Barry?
Now, yeah, 1916, you could argue the toss. We won't go there. But that's not why I rung, Joe.
Sorry, why did you ring up then, Barry?
A few things straight from the off, right? Statue of the man immediately.
Statue of Rory McIlroy.
O'Connell Street. We'll take that as done, okay? Dublin Airport. Rename immediately.
Dublin Airport?
McIlroy International. Done. Now, election.
Sorry, what election?
Rory McIlroy. Done. What? Unites the island. Job done.
Now, hold on now.
Brad McGuinness, me hoop. But that's not what I wanted to ring up about, Joe.
Well, what are you ringing up about, Barry?
Last night was a wake-up call for this country.
Why?
This country needs to start organising our economy around golf.
How do you mean, Barry, around
golf? Forget building houses, Joe. Pie in the sky nonsense, okay? We need to build golf courses.
I think you're getting carried away here, Barry.
Want to know...
Go on.
How many golf courses do Sinn Féin propose to build in the next 12 months?
Well, none.
There's your answer.
There's my answer to what?
And we wonder why the country's gone to hell.
Okay, thanks, Barry. Now, lots of people who aren't golf fans were transfixed by Rory's heroics on Sunday night. Marjorie, go ahead.
Joe, I know nothing about,
golf.
That's the one. And I found it mesmerising.
Did you?
The skill.
Yeah.
With which Rory was able to use his, his implement.
His golf club.
Golf club, yeah, that's the one, Joe. And the drama at the end.
Oh, it's very dramatic.
When he put it in the, when it fell in the...
In the hole, is it, Marjorie?
The hole.
Yeah.
Now you have it.
Thanks.
Marvellous stuff.
Thanks, Marjorie. So is Rory Ireland's greatest ever sports person, Fred?
No.
No. Who is Fred?
I think we're forgetting about Istabrak, Joe.
Istabrak is a horse, Fred.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, pretty much everything, Fred. He's not a person for starters, so...
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy is a human being. So...
Well, I don't think Rory McIlroy would be able to jump over a fence in Cheltenham, do you?
Okay, thanks, Fred, thanks. Everybody congratulating Rory McIlroy. Taoiseachs, or Tánaiste, sorry, Simon, Freudian slip there, Simon Harris.
Joe, I want to be very clear about this. I would like to congratulate Rory McIlroy on his historic achievement of winning the Augusta Masters. We're all proud of you, Rory. But I would also like to address the points made by your earlier caller regarding the building of golf courses.
Barry, yes.
I want to be very clear about this, Joe. This government are committed to building 16,000 golf courses over the next fiscal year, and we will endeavour to...
Well, how many have you built so far, Simon Harris?
Well, that is neither here nor there, Joe.
Well, no, how many golf courses have you completed?
We have currently completed 11 golf courses in the...
So 11 golf courses, that's well short.
But we fully intend to meet our target for 25-26.
Sorry, Simon Harris, what was that noise in the background?
That was me taking a selfie in order to look important while placing a phone call.
Go on, go on. Okay, Ireland's greatest sports person, Jerry.
Joe, what about Michelle Smith?
Okay, we seem to have lost Jerry. Anyway, go on. Rory, we'll hopefully get Rory. We believe we have Rory now, at least at the bar where Rory's at. I think Shane Lowry, we might have him. Shane Lowry, how are you?
Roars!
Yeah, how are you?
Can I ask you, Shane?
Look, I'm not going to give you 10 minutes on Rory, okay? I'm sick of it. I'm just not going to do it, okay?
But Shane...
That's all people are asking me over the weekend. Give us 10 minutes on Rory. I'm just not doing it, Joe.
No, I was just asking, how are you?
Oh, fair enough.
Well, is he there?
Yeah, he's just taking a FaceTime from Trump.
They say I had the lowest round in Augusta history.
Yeah, so you said.
At 59, Rory.
Great.
They said, sir, Shane, we've never seen three hole-in-ones in one round.
Hold this, I'm going to the Jacks. Fair enough.
At 58, can you believe it?
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.